Welcome to the weekly podcast of Epworth United Methodist Church in Berkeley, California. Reverend Odette Lockwood Stewart, pastor of Epworth United Methodist Church, spoke on October 16, 2005. Her sermon was titled, You Decide. The children without protection on this earth do not forget that they belong to God. The lectionary reading is Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22.
For years and years, Jonathan Kozel has written about the ordinary resurrections found in the daily lives of the poorest children in our nation. The walls of his home are filled with artwork, with writings and pictures given to him by children. Children who have seen death, children who know suffering, yet who survive and create images of life and hope. In the place of honor, on the window that he sees every morning as he walks downstairs, is a picture given to him years ago by Pineapple. Pineapple is a 9-year-old from South Bronx. The picture is an imitation stained glass window that she made from tissue paper, brightly colored with green paint and a wash of light blue ink. It's a landscape, grass and sky, with a tremendous puffy-looking cloud that looks like a fish or an amoeba. And also, partly hidden by a hill, there's a jolly-looking thing with orange rays that look like dragon's teeth and is supposed to be the sun. Kozel continues, when I asked Pineapple if it was supposed to be the rising sun or the setting sun, she thought about it for a time, then said, you decide. My friends who see it can't decide if it's supposed to be the end or the beginning of day. Either way, he writes, I think it's beautiful, and I like to think it's rising. The officers of the temple and the officers of the Roman Empire came to Jesus together and tried to trap him with a question, a forced choice test designed either to discredit his religious leadership or to catch him advocating breaking Roman law. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Either or. Yes or. But Jesus finds a third way. Yes and. He asked them for a Roman coin that they used to pay their taxes. He pointed to the emperor's image on the coin and he said, give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's. And then he said, and give to God the things that are God's. You decide. What belongs to empire? What belongs to God? As people of faith with questions, we live in that tension. Writing of this story of Jesus in the context of the first Gulf War, Dorothea Zola wrote a poem. And what belongs to Caesar? The bird, its wings gummed up with oil, the sunless heaven in the stink, hospitals without water. Yes, that belongs to Caesar. What then belongs to God? There were once birds. There were once clouds and water. The children without protection on this earth do not forget that they belong to God. One day there will be laughter, the work in the laboratory and our addictions and our eyes and our hands. They will belong to God. We want to give to God what is God's, the life of our brothers and sisters and our hearts. If I had to choose one thought to put on the altar this Children's Sabbath Sunday, it would be this promise and challenge from Sola. The children without protection on this earth do not forget that they belong to God. For that to become and remain true will require generations of grown-ups who do not forget that we belong to God. It begins here, seeing and claiming not just the child within, but the child of God within, the Christ within, the light within, and letting it shine. It begins every morning when we remember to see the sun rising, when we create images of life and hope, whatever suffering, when we decide to give God what is God's. Howard Ikimoto wrote, "When my daughter was about 7 years old, she asked me one day what I did at work. I told her I worked at the college, that my job was to teach people how to draw. She stared back at me incredulous and said, 'You mean they forget?' We forget. We forget. We learn to forget. We learn to forget that we are creative, that we are beautiful, that we are vulnerable, that we are created in the image of God, and we are recreated by Jesus, the visible incarnation and manifestation of the invisible, recreated in that image in every moment. We forget that every child has the image of God stamped upon his or her heart. Even you and me. Our ministries with children flow from that remembering." Printed in your worship guide is this amazing list of names of Epworth folk in ministry with children, 44 people, with descriptions of just some of the folks and just some of the ways that these 44 people are being with and serving children in the world. And there are so many more among us and within us. What a wonderful witness to the heart of this community. I have been powerfully reminded these past few weeks and days of the beauty and courage and joy that resides within children, spirit born, remembered, and made in the image of God. The blessing of the animals last Sunday, the children felt as though they owned the place. They brought their friends into this space. Ceci in Children's Hospital, undergoing a challenging operation, but with a sense of her own bodily and spiritual integrity. Children from 3 months old to 7 years old to 90 years old, remembering we are created in the image of God. I received an email this week from Gordon Whitman, who's on the national staff of PICO. That's the network, the interfaith network that we're a part of through BOCA and through PICO National Network, People Improving Communities Through Organizing. Whitman said, "PICO has learned that Congress is considering right now, in the next 2 weeks, raising funds to pay for the rebuilding in the Gulf Coast by allowing states to charge low-income children and families across the country new access fees to use Medicaid." In September, PICO released a report entitled "Do Not Harm, Do No Harm," that estimated that these access fees would cost between $500,000 and $1.5 million children to lose health coverage. People of faith in New Orleans, are organizing and raising their voices against rebuilding their homes and businesses on the backs of the poor. In the email this week, you'll get an invitation to join their voices by email or phone or letter or however you can. Our voices joining their voices as Congress addresses Medicaid cuts and this access fee in the next 2 weeks. How will the children without protection on this earth not forget that they belong to God? In part, they will know when people of faith resist with voice and vote and prayer and work choices that devalue them and make more difficult their daily life and health. Reuters News Service carried an article this week dealing with Palestinian efforts to rebuild the Gaza Strip. After years of the legacy of occupation and also years of the legacy of the culture of martyrdom and militancy, one Palestinian leader observed that among the children, militants and martyrs are the only role models here. They quote a 12-year-old schoolgirl, Abir Jarrah, wearing a blue uniform with a white scarf, saying, "I want to join Hamas because they try to make me less afraid, and I want to make others feel less afraid. But I also want to be a doctor." Children, the choices that children are given in our communities to feel less afraid. The children without protection on this earth do not forget that they belong to God. It begins with simple things. It begins here, remembering. It begins letting that light shine. It begins recognizing children's presence as a gift, taking time to listen, however troubled or troubling they are, recognizing the image of God in one another. But I know it also has far-reaching implications when that vision is made plain and that light shines, making the world a place where peacemaking is not only credible, but powerful. You decide. Not one specific strategy or action, but a decision for a way of seeing and being and living that insists on and honors the holy within. What belongs to God? Psalm 24, first verse, puts it so simply. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. What belongs to God is everything. Let us give to God the things that are God's. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have comments, please send them to epworthberkley@gmail.com. That's epworthberkley@gmail.com.